This is James McElhinney interviewing Angela Westwater at the Westwater Speroni.
Speroni Westwater.
Speroni Westwater right. Gallery, sorry. At 415 West 13th Street in New York on Tuesday, July the 18th, from the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. This is disc number one. Where were you born?
Columbus, Ohio. Somewhat of a quiet town in terms of art, although I am happy to say more recently the museum has improved and the Wexner Center is there at Ohio State. So the art now has a much stronger presence than it did when I was growing up.
I understand also that the Columbus College of Art and Design is a feeder for the Disney.
Is that true? I mean, I know more about the, admittedly, I have heard more about the institution, but I don't know so much about career-wise where it sends its graduates. So.
Well, I have heard that, sort of like the Kansas Art Institute hallmark.
Right, right.
What was it like growing up in Ohio? What was it like for a person who was interested in art? Were you always interested in art, or was it something that emerged later?
I think I grew up in a household where art was appreciated, even though we didn't particularly have quote unquote fine art or art that had a place in art history. There were some family portraits, some oil on canvas, but nothing significant beyond that, but there still was appreciation of the arts generally. There were a couple of collectors who had some things that were by quote unquote known artists internationally. And at the same time, I can remember when we came to New York one Thanksgiving that we were all dragged to the Guggenheim Museum, which had recently opened, and my mother took us all because she thought it was important we see it. So that was one early recollection. And then it was really after I got to college, to Smith, which happens to have a very good museum and a very good art history department, that I became more committed. Although in fact I majored in political science, actually called government at Smith College, not political science, and minored in art history. So that was a place that was particularly important to me.
So were either of your parents involved in the arts, or was anybody else in your family involved?
Again, not so much. I mean, my mother spent some time at the museum and thought it was important, I mean, to serve as a trustee, you know, as a, obviously in a pro bono kind of position. But that's not to say that I was taken to a lot of exhibitions in New York or taken to another. Again, when traveling as a family, we also, I remember, went to the Art Institute on one trip to the Great Southwest. We had to get the train in Chicago, so we went to the Art Institute first. So there were those kind of very positive, reinforcing experiences, but it wasn't as if anyone in particular had any creative juices flowing in the visual arts.
So you took a train journey to the Southwest. Was that sort of a la Fred Harvey?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
Great.
You got it.
That's wonderful. That's a shame that no longer exists.
Right.
But still, it's entertaining to go to.
I mean, I don't remember too much about it, except we went to Chicago, spent the night, went to the Art Institute, got on the train with the Fred Harvey, you know, the dining cars and the whole shebang,
super.
Sleeping cars, and ended up in L.A., actually.
How did you like Los Angeles?
You know, it's a bit of a blur. It was so long ago. And I was one of four kids, and we were going all over, and, you know, Disneyland and seeing some friends of my parents, and I actually don't remember going to a museum at the time. Could be wrong, but.
Did you travel overseas as a kid?
A couple of times. Once with my grandmother, which was mainly in North Cape Cruz.